Don't move, just leave your doll out with ears on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Yes, indeed, it is Monitor 68. I'm Gene Rayburn, and hasn't this been a wild week we've just had with a topsy-turvy March weather, dumping snow, sleet, and sunshine in the most unexpected places? And haven't things been topsy-turvy in the state of New Hampshire there in the presidential primaries? And haven't we got a couple of topsy-turvy comedians for you named Rowan and Martin who are turning things upside down on NBC television and attracting a lot of attention? We have indeed. We're going to hear Rowan and Martin for you just 3 minutes from now. And who am I? Did I say who I am? Yeah, I'm Gene Rayburn.
Everybody's talking about the things I have to live without. What is happy, baby? They really don't know how to live. They've all forgotten how to give. What is happy, baby?
Baby, listening to the Cow Seals on Monitor for one thing, baby.
This is Ed McMahon. For my next act, I'm going to tell you all about a beauty product. Well, don't laugh, because I really know what I'm talking about. It's a shampoo, a really good concentrate shampoo. It's made by the Breck people. It's called Breck Concentrate, not surprisingly, and it's what you might call a family shampoo. My wife, Alice, found it first for us. And being concentrated, just a little goes a long, long way and makes plenty of lather. It's not a bad idea with a bunch of kids around like ours. And being Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all those things. So it even suits baby fine hair like my daughter Linda's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the kids breaking it. We take it with us on the boat in summer for that very reason. And I like it because one shampoo for all of us means we don't have all those bottles cluttering up the bathroom shelf. So here's the name again. Breck Concentrate Shampoo. The McMahon Family Shampoo. You'll like it.
The hottest show on television right now is the Rowan and Martin Laugh-In on NBC TV Monday nights. And Dan Rowan and Dick Martin gave ample proof of the reason for their success when they were invited to headline the entertainment at the International Radio and Television Society's Gold Medal Award Banquet at New York's Waldorf Astoria this past Thursday. One of the regular features of their Laugh-In program is a pseudo-news broadcast, and they offered this sample to the delighted audience.
Following this week's smashing victory in New Hampshire, Richard Nixon said today,
Running unopposed is the best thing that's ever happened to him, and he has accordingly asked President Johnson and Senator McCarthy to withdraw as gracefully as Mr. Romney did. Over to you, Dick.
Thank you. Palm Springs, California. When asked his opinion of the results of the New Hampshire primary held earlier this week, former President Eisenhower said today he would withhold any statement until the polls closed.
No sense in breaking any precedents,
I guess. That's right. It's no use jumping out on a limb there.
That's right. Lansing, Michigan. Governor Romney of Michigan gave a boost to Rockefeller's candidacy today when he said that if Rockefeller should get into the primaries, Governor Romney would welcome the opportunity to do for Rocky what Rocky did for him. Dick?
Washington.
Yeah, all right.
Draft Director General Hershey announced that next month's draft notices were put in the mail today, but they may possibly be delayed by the strike at the Canadian Post Office.
And now for the news of the future. 20 years from now, 1988. Hot on the heels of the auto safety probe started by Ralph Nader, the Catholic Church today recalled 5,000 defective St. Christopher medals.
Detroit, 20 years from now, 1988. General Motors executives met at the bargaining table today to discuss union leader Walter Reuther's recent demands for a one-day work week. While across town, Walter Reuther, representing the Union Welfare Fund, completed his purchase of General Motors. Washington, 20 years from now, 1988. Settlement is expected any day in the Vietnam War. Meanwhile, U.S. jets continue to strafe Viet Cong positions just outside Paris. In a statement from Saigon, Ambassador Martha Ray said, if the South Vietnamese don't like the way we're handling things, why don't they go back to where they came from?
Continuing with the future news, 20 years from now, 1988, Dateline Rome. Another church item. With the relaxation of the laws within the church now a reality, the Archbishop and his new bride, the former sister Mary Catherine, celebrated today at the reception given for them by Pope Leroy in the Vatican Playboy Club. The Archbishop said, as he turned to his new bride, this time it's for keeps. That's the news.
Look out, Huntley Brinkley. Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, stars of the Rowan and Martin Laugh-In on NBC-TV, as guest entertainers at the banquet of the International Radio and Television Society this past Thursday. We'll have further excerpts of their great performance throughout the weekend here on Monitor, as well as a number of surprise drop-ins from these two laugh-in specialists, so you check to see that your laughing apparatus is in top working order and stay on the Monitor beacon.
Fellow travelers, if you drive a hard bargain, please try my trade route. It's a good way and a fast way to make a deal. This is Sterling Yates. If you have something you'd like to trade, swap, or sell, call me on Show and Sell. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 on WNBC. It's really no barter at all.
I'm Jim Hyde, Assistant Chief in the Bureau of the Budget, Executive Office of the President in Washington. I was blinded during World War II. Afterward, I went to law school, was admitted to the bar, and then began work at the Bureau of the Budget. Now, you probably never thought of it, but there are so many jobs that are being done successfully without sight. Did you know that there are blind judges, teachers, and even blind auto mechanics? For further information, write the American Foundation for the Blind, Box 111, New York 10011.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Now, another tip for the household. If you've been checking your portable barbecue prior to the beginning of the outdoor season and found it to be rusty, don't discard it. A coat of rust-resistant paint can turn it into an attractive planter, which you can keep indoors winters and wheel out on the patio or porch in the spring. Now, here's another tip. All you gardeners listening are, of course, aware that spring is planting time as well as blooming time. Now, if you want to continue the gorgeous color you've planned for spring and early summer, you'd better get busy. Now, what to plant? Well, the April issue of Better Homes and Gardens magazine has many ideas for you. Ideas in shrubs, bulbs, perennials, and vines that'll brighten your garden from late summer till frost. Be sure to read part four of A Gardener's Calendar of Color in April Better Homes and Gardens. Also in this issue, an article called Cakes, Plain and Fancy, Something Special Bread, Scrumptious Pies, and a Citrus Cobbler. Does that sound good? You bet. And just wait till you make them from the recipes you'll find in April Better Homes and Gardens. This issue also helps you plan family auto tours in three richly rewarding areas of the country and helps you on your way to a memorable decorating scheme in an article called Patterned Floors. Read April Better Homes and Gardens on sale now. Monitor Music, Marilyn May, Till You Come Back Brand New.
The day is through, and life could be so sweet now. The night is new, and once we used to meet now, no more since we're apart. The love we shared, a memory, the lips you used to kiss, missing you.
No. will you slow down? You took that corner on two wheels.
John Bickerson, this is not the first time I've put the shopping cart in a supermarket.
Are we through yet? This whole cart is full.
Go pick up a nice filet mignon for Nature Boy.
Filet mignon? Let him eat cat food like I do.
There's the freezer. Take out six cartons of coffee, Rich.
Six? Where do you plan to put them, Blanche?
Where I always do. On your cereal, fruit, and in your coffee. Coffee Rich makes everything taste better.
There's just no more room on this cart. Why don't I drink them here?
Oh, you can't, silly. You know Coffee Rich comes frozen. That's why you keep extras in the freezer and it stays fresh 3 weeks in the refrigerator.
That's where I should have stayed. Here.
Hand them to me one at a time.
We eat all this stuff, we'll turn into blimps.
Not with Coffee Rich. It's low in calories. Now give me the rest of the cart.
You'll never stop me to watch it, Blanche. Oh, look what you've done.
Don't get excited. The Coffee Rich didn't break. It's frozen.
That was Don Amici and Francis Langford as the Bickersons. Find Coffee Rich in your grocer's frozen food case in the blue and white carton.
Next, Monitor presents the Gallup Poll, featuring the famous public opinion expert, Dr. George Gallup, and his longtime associate, Rex Marshall, to keep you informed on developments and trends in this exciting presidential election year.
Dr. Gallup, we hear predictions of a long, hot summer in race relations in the United States. What does the public think about this problem?
Well, Rex, the public is obviously very much concerned about racial strife. After the disorders of last year, we polled the white adult population on their basic attitudes toward the Negroes as a result of the riots which occurred last summer. One person out of three said that these riots did change his attitudes about Negroes and that it did impair his respect or regard for the Negro race. It's quite clear from these surveys that the riots did hurt the public's attitudes toward the cause of the Negroes rather than help them achieve their ends.
Well, now, does the public have any ideas as to what could be done to help prevent a new series of riots from developing?
Yes, the most common opinion among white people is that stronger police measures should be instituted. And the second opinion is that they should find and punish outside agitators.
Do I gather then that this is tied in with the courts and the way they deal with criminals of all kinds?
Yes, the public believes that courts aren't tough enough in dealing with criminals. Only 2% say the courts deal too harshly with criminals, whereas 63%, that's nearly two-thirds, say they do not deal harshly enough with lawbreakers.
Is this view widely held?
Yes, and Negroes included in the study hold exactly the same point of view. They want the courts to be tougher with criminals. But it needs to be pointed out that the public is looking beyond the courts to the root causes of crime. When people are asked what steps should be taken to reduce crime, the proposal most often given is that we should try to correct social and economic conditions that breed crime.
Dr. Gallup, getting back to the race riots specifically, have they had an adverse effect on the overall concept of integration?
Apparently not. The acceptance of integration has been increasing steadily over the years in this country. When we ask a cross-section of the American population the following question, if colored people came to live next door to you, would you move? Interestingly enough, only 12 out of every 100 said they would move. Now, that figure is only half as large as the number we found some years ago when we first asked that question.
Is there any other evidence of the public's growing approval of integration?
Well, we polled on many aspects of this problem, and the evidence all points to an increasing acceptance of integration. In fact, some of the most dramatic changes that we've ever measured in American opinion have come in respect to this problem. And despite the charges one often reads in the press, great progress has been made.
Thank you, Dr. Gallup. We look forward to seeing you again next week.
Monitor will present the Gallup Poll with Dr. George Gallup and his associate Rex Marshall again next Saturday to keep you right up with the latest in this exciting presidential election year.
Just keep Monitor.
If you think your family is getting enough of the right foods, you'll be surprised at a new government report on nutrition. It indicates that 50%, yes, 50% of American families studied have diets that fall below the recommended levels in one or more vitamins or other nutrients. 20% of the diets are rated poor, below two-thirds of the recommended levels. The most common vitamin shortages are in vitamin A and vitamin C. Diets are worse now than a decade ago. Both rich and poor are choosing the wrong food. Maybe you are, too. So why not take out some vitamin insurance?
Give your family one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Or if your children like the chewy kind, give them Chox chewable vitamins. Both supply vitamin A and vitamin C, plus all the other vitamins you normally need to take. Start your day with one-a-day or Chox. Family Vitamin Insurance from Miles Laboratories.
Way on monitor, which goes out of its way to make your weekend listening worthwhile and enjoyable coast to coast on NBC in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. We're with you on WCBG. Gene Rayburn here with you again very shortly.
Rowan and Martin ride again later today on monitor on NBC Radio.
Louis Jourdan and Susan Strasberg star in Disorder, a drama set in Milan, on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30.
Judith Crist said, fine acting, all the facets of the corruption of society. Watch the New York television premiere of Disorder tomorrow night at 11:30. Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
On monitor next, some green tambourine in the ripe Lawrence Welk style. Carmen McRae on monitor now with Elusive Butterfly.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dream, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dream behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, follow close by every breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dream, wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Butterfly of love, elusive butterfly of love. Butterfly of love,
butterfly. We still have more to bring you, just wait and see.
More news, more songs to sing you, more comedy on NBC.
And those are not empty promises, or my name's not Gene Rayburn, and it is. The name of our show, Monitor 68, and as for waiting, just let me say, White Silver Sands by Don Ho, and away we go.
By the deep blue pearly waters, watch a boat white silver sand. There on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed her husband. Where the deep pearly waters, wash your coat, wipe to the sand. We watch the sun set in the evening in a far and distant land. So here beneath God's blue heaven, there's a place I must go. The sun set in the evening for the one I know. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon stand. There on the brink of love, I kissed her. And oh, babe, my husband. So here we meet, God to heaven. There's a place I must go. See the sun set in the evening. Wash upon white silver sand. There on the brink of love I kissed her. And oh baby, my husband. And oh baby, my husband.
If you think your family is getting enough of the right foods, you'll be surprised at a new government report on nutrition. It indicates that 50%, yes, 50% of American families studied have diets that fall below the recommended levels in one or more vitamins or other nutrients. 20% of the diets are rated poor, below two-thirds of the recommended levels. The most common vitamin shortages are in vitamin A and vitamin C. Diets are worse now than a decade ago. Both rich and poor are choosing the wrong foods. Maybe you are too. So why not take out some vitamin insurance? Give your family one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Or if your children like the chewy kind, give them Chox chewable vitamins. Both supply vitamin A and vitamin C, plus all the other vitamins you normally need to take. Start your day with one-a-day or Chox. Family Vitamin Insurance from Miles Laboratories.
Next, monitor sports with Joe Garagiola.
For the most part, spring training is a time of the baseball year that belongs to the rookies. Newspapers devote the space to the phenoms who are going to hit 350 and all by themselves carry their clubs from the second division to the World Series. Unfortunately, a lot of them won't stay with the club till opening day. But if you've ever been to a spring training camp, you know that in each one of them, there's a guy who's battling, not for a chance, but for another chance. And that can be an even tougher fight. A good case in point is catcher Jim Pagliarone. Back in 1955, the Boston Red Sox gave Pag, then 17 years old, a $50,000 bonus to sign. He worked himself up through the Red Sox chain and eventually became the Boston catcher. After the 1962 season, he was traded, along with pitcher Don Schwall, to the Pittsburgh Pirates for pitcher Jack LeMabe and the colorful first baseman Dick Stewart. Pag quickly became a key man in Pittsburgh. He hit .295 in 1964, and the following year hit .268 and batted in 68 runs, and everything looked great. The following year, the figures fell off a little, and then came last season. Pagliarone was really what ballplayers call snake bit. He just couldn't do anything right. A good example of what kind of year he had came in a nationally televised game against the Atlanta Braves. Denny LeMaster was pitching for Atlanta, and he was struggling, mostly because he was having trouble with his curveball. He just couldn't get it over the plate. In the late innings, Pag was sent up to pinch hit. LeMaster got two strikes on him and tried one more curveball. And this was the kind LeMaster had been trying for all day. And Pag took it for strike three. When the season was over, so was Pagliarone's career with the Pirates. They turned him loose, and right now he's in Bradenton, Florida, trying to get another chance with the Oakland Athletics. He's not even on the roster. He's just trying for a job. Last year, Pagliarone felt like cutting his throat, and after the season was over, he had somebody do it for him. He discovered that he had a partial paralysis in the back of his neck, and the doctors who operated on him did it by cutting his throat. Last year, Pag first felt that there was something wrong when he threw the ball. One thing he could always do was throw, but there seemed to be nothing on the ball when he threw it. And then he started to experiment with a lighter bat because he was having trouble swinging. He got down to a 30-ounce bat, but it felt like it was made of lead. Now, Pagliarone is 6'3" and weighs 210, but he couldn't handle a 30-ounce bat. He knew something was wrong, but didn't know what. And one day he slid into second base and he felt something snap in his neck.
And that was his first clue. When the season was over, he was operated on. And a few weeks later, he was playing golf and swinging a heavier bat. And now Jim Pagliarone is trying again. The comeback road is a bumpy one, and he's battling it. When he was 17, they gave him $50,000 for signing a contract. Now, he's hoping he'll just hand him a pen. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
We'll be hearing from Joe again throughout the weekend in Monitor Sports, as always, but a special treat Sunday evening. Joe will sit in as a guest host, so don't miss him.
This is Ed McMahon. There are six of us at our house, well, plus an old English sheepdog who visits occasionally, and between us, we can get through a lot of shampoo. You ask my son Michael about washing an old English sheepdog. That's why Breck Concentrate Shampoo is such a good deal for us. Being a concentrate, just a little, makes a lot of lather. So one tube lasts forever, it seems, and we're not always running out like we used to. Why don't you try it? Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Say, Monitor Music now. Brand new from Connie Francis. It's titled, Why Say Goodbye? And that's a pretty reasonable question since we haven't even said hello to her yet. Hey, do you know what date tomorrow is? Well, it's March 17th. What does that mean to you? Well, let me give you a little clue. At this moment, as I am sitting here in Radio Central talking to you, at this moment, I'm live, incidentally, too, people are marching uptown on Fifth Avenue. Bands are playing. They're wearing funny green hats. And does that... You don't get it, yeah? Well... Listen closely to what follows, and I'm sure it will all become clear.
Miss Darren Gertie from Shankill, County Dublin, Ireland, the Emerald Isle and all that, I'd like to wish a Law Éile Pádraig a Gcuid Gaoler, which means a happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody in America, and especially to some friends that I think I have over there. I can't really remember where they live. But anyway, very happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hello, this is Jim Gearhart, and I'm outgoing. Well, anyway, my calls are.
Empire State Building Security. May I help you, sir?
I don't know if you know me. My name is the Great Waldo. I'm a recent graduate of a human fly school.
Yeah.
I went on the GI Bill. And most of the guys in the class are doing simple things like climbing, you know, split-level houses or candy shops. But I thought I'd come down and climb your building and really make a name for myself right out of school.
Jim Gerhart, 2 to 4 p.m. weekdays on WNBC. Try putting me on.
When a youngster takes off for a joyride in a stolen car, it isn't the biggest crime in the world, but it's a start. Our prisons are filled with men who started just this way, then went on to become thieves, muggers, even killers. Don't help a good boy go bad. Whenever you park, lock your car, take your keys.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Here comes more of money.
Talk it up.
Well, we're having fun here, and we hope you're enjoying it. Say a few words. No, don't say a few words. It's now 12 and a half minutes before the hour. More here of Nationwide Monitor. The only radio program in full color brings you Love is Blue and Green Sleeves by the Letterman, a very pleasant pairing of the current top tune in the land, with one of the all-time favorite folk ballads.
My world, now I'm without you. Gray, gray, my life is gray. Cold is my heart since you went away.
I think I got a bite.
Well, don't hurt him, John.
Oh, for Pete's sake, it's only a trout, Blanche. Quick, open the creel. I got him.
What's the creel?
It's the wicker basket you're wearing over your shoulder.
He won't fit in there. It's full of Coffee Rich.
Coffee Rich? What am I going to do with this fish?
Throw him back. You know how you love Coffee Rich in your coffee every morning. You always say Coffee Rich tastes better than cream and brings out the full-bodied flavor of even my coffee.
Hold the creel still, Blanche. This trout is slippery.
And you like the lively new flavor that Coffee Rich gives to your morning cereal.
I know, and I like Coffee Rich on fruit, too. But we didn't need a whole creel full. We're only going to be here 3 weeks.
Well, Coffee Rich keeps 3 weeks in the refrigerator. And I'll use some to make a cream sauce for the trout you catch. I got the most wonderful recipe from my mother.
What a gorgeous thing.
Really? I didn't think you liked my mother, John.
I'm talking about the trout. Put him in your pocket, Blanche, and get back to the lodge.
That was Don Amici and Francis Langford as the Bickersons. Find Coffee Rich in your grocer's frozen food case in the blue and white carton.
Now, monitor tip for the household. If you want to trim a cork to reduce its diameter, don't trim it on the outside. It'll just crumble with use. Instead, dig out a few bits from the center with the point of a knife, and when the cork is compressed by inserting into the bottle, the gap will fill up. Isn't that clever? Say, I've got another clever tip for you here about a spring spectacular. That's the spring version of a year-round Better Homes and Gardens dessert favorite called banana rum pie. And it's only one of the many cake, bread, or pie recipes in the April issue of Better Homes and Gardens magazine. You'll find them all in an article called Cakes Plain and Fancy, Something Special Breads, Scrumptious Pies, and a Citrus Cobbler. In April, Better Homes and Gardens, on sale now. Now VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components, presents Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage, star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll be hearing Trini Lopez in just a minute.
Here I was, right in the middle of the biggest moment of my life, and the tape was running out in my tape recorder, just as he was proposing to me.
VM, the voice of music, presents the Big Moment tape recorder, the portable that changes tape before those big moments can get away.
So I had to ask him to wait a minute while I fumbled around changing reels.
The new VM portable tape recorder solves all that. Its tape comes all set up in a cassette cartridge.
Reels, and then I had to thread the darn tape.
No threading with a new VM portable tape recorder. You just pop in the cartridge, push a button, and go on recording.
And then when the tape broke, I thought...
Get the new VM mobile recorder. Runs on ordinary flashlight batteries, weighs just 4 pounds, plays the popular new music cartridges, and changes tape before those big moments can get away.
Maybe I'll get a VM to record the wedding. The proposal was a shambles.
VM, the voice of music, has everything the same. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now, Monitor on Stage brings you Trini Lopez singing Green Green at PJ's in Hollywood, California.
Well, I told my mama on the day I was born, don't you cry when you see I'm gone. You know there ain't no woman gonna settle me down. I just gotta keep traveling on. Everybody, green, green is green, they say, on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Well, there ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna tell me how to spend my time. Loving, rambling man, say, buddy, can you spare me a dime? Everybody, green, green is green, they say, on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Where I don't care when the sun goes down, where I lay my weary head. Rocky road, if there I'm gonna make my bed. Everybody! Green, green, as green they say, on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Let me hear you now. Green, green, as green they say, on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is.
For Trini Lopez and Monitor on Stage, it's been brought to you by VM, the voice of music.
The marvelous thing about the new voice of music mobile recorder is how easy this portable tape recorder changes tapes. The tape comes in a cartridge that just clicks right in. Wonderful when you're recording something big, like when I was recording Harold's proposal on my VM. Changed tapes twice without taking my eyes off the ring and didn't miss a word.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Bert Camford and Glory of Love brings this hour of Monitor to a fine finish. Many more glorious hours ahead, however, throughout the day, so stay. Gene Rayburn here, latest NBC Monitor news there on the hour.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
Ah, that good John Briggs sherry wine, exported to the colonies for the first time. John Briggs makes and bottles it in Jerez, Spain, where the hot sun warms the wine casks, and John Briggs winemasters use the famous Solera system of aging the smooth sherries, blending them gently with younger aged wines now and then to create that incredible smoothness. In this bottle of John Briggs Fino carries the date Solera 1908. I like the Fino, very pale and dry. The ladies might like the softer and sweeter John Briggs Cream Sherry Solera 1914. Terrible year for people. Great year for John Briggs Sherry. Those Monsieur Henri wine people, you know, the importers of fine wines from all over the world, are bringing John Briggs Sherry to America. Amazing how you see their label wherever a fine wine pops up. John Briggs Fine Sherry Wines. Solera Aged Wines. Imported by Monsieur Henri Wines Limited, New York, New York. Naturally.
Monitor New York. Your weekend sound on WNBC New York.